The Little Boat Twice Owned. Bruce lived on the edge of a village near a nice big lake. He just loved to watch the boats sailing around on the lake. There just wasn't any sight to be seen any prettier than the gaily painted boats sailing on the blue-green water. How he would like to have one of his own! The more he watched them, the more he wanted one, until one day he asked his father,
"Daddy, isn't there some way that I could have a little boat of my very own?"
"Well, son, boats cost a lot of money. I don't see how I could buy one for you now. If you would save the money from your paper route, I might help you on it, and we could buy the materials and a plan down at the store. And you could use my tools and make your own little boat."
"Oh, thank you, Daddy. Let's do that. And I'll start saving my pennies right away."
In a few weeks, Bruce had the money. He had worked and saved his pay. The Oat Stall. This story is about a pioneer family. Any pioneer family is one that leaves his home and friends in a settled place and goes to a distant land to start a new home where no one has ever lived before. They cut down trees and build a house, clear the land, and plant crops. They have only what they can make or raise. 8-year-old Bobby didn't mind the lack of toys, for he loved the outdoors. But little Betty missed her toys very much, especially her doll, which had been lost or left behind when they made the long trip in the old covered wagon to their new home. And she often begged her mother to get her a doll, but it was so far to go to a trading place to find one that poor Betty had to do without one. One day Betty said,
"Mama, I do wish there was some way I could get a dolly. I miss my dolly so much."
The mother looked at her darling little girl and said,
"Well, Betty, I'll just have to see if I can't make you a dolly."
She went to the trunk, which they had brought along in the old covered wagon, and